We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis,
Hilchos Hoidah, Halacha Vav,
Paragraph Lamed Hey. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Yosef hu bechinas Moshiach. We know that Yosef HaTzadik is a concept of Moshiach. Shehu Yigmor HaGaula, who's the one who's going to complete the Gaula. Shehi bechinas Emes, which is the concept of truth. Kemo shekosuv, Shlach Orcho V'Amitcho. Send us your light and your truth. And this pasuk is referring to Moshiach. Avol gemar hagula shu gemar hisgalus emes yefshrat lohoyer bisgalia kemuvan bechol dever azal. Whereas the completion of the redemption, which means the complete revelation of the truth, is something that's impossible to be revealed now openly, as is mentioned throughout Divrei Chazal. Ki libo lepuma loy galia, because the Zohar HaKadosh says that Kaviyochol Hashem says, from my heart to my mouth I have not revealed, meaning that the Geula Kaviyochol is being kept hidden in Hashem's heart. Even Hashem isn't speaking about it openly. Vegam shelo yislaiv ho'er yoser midai. Another reason why it's not being revealed is that there shouldn't be a concept of ribuy oyer, shezeu bechinas pen yersu, which is a concept of chas v'shalom, you know, going crossing a line which becomes harmful. Kimavur besimen tes likutei Moran tanina, as is discussed in chapter 9 in the second half of Likutei Moran, al ish asherochav al suseyesh besoro, where Rabbeinu Zal bases his discussion on where the Torah speaks about Elyonavi going up to heaven with fiery horses in a storm. And as is discussed in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, chapter 24 in the first half of Likutei Moran, Be'inyan koyach ha-mesader v'ameyashev, regarding again this issue of boundaries and the keser. Alkein, therefore, kishemagim balailo haches lahascholas hatikin shel Yosef, when on the eighth night of Chanukah, We begin the tikkun of Yosef HaTzadik, because we discussed earlier that the first seven nights correspond to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is Begimatria, seven times Yudke Vovke. So now when we get to the eighth night, which is the beginning of the tikkun of Yosef, She'oile Vov Pomim Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, we know that Yosef HaTzadik's name is Begimatria, six times Yudke Vovke, 156. Umamshichim Shem Echod, Balailo Haches, Achar Shekvar Nimshechu Kol Hazayin Pomim Havaya, Shoyle Yaakov, Bezayin Leilo Sorishonim. And now, after we've already drawn seven times Yudke Vovke, the first seven nights of Chanukah, now on the eighth night of Chanukah, when we draw the eighth Yudke Vovke, I'm sorry, just for a moment, Shehem Zayin Tikune Dikno Advemes, we had mentioned earlier that the first seven nights correspond to the first seven midoy shel rachmim, which go up to the word ve'emes, because in the yud gimel shel rachmim, kale is the first one, rachum is number two, vechanun is number three, erech is number four, apayim is number five, verav chesed is number six, ve'emes is number seven, and we know emes is the midah of Yaakov Avinu, azai yef shelohoyer yoyser kanal. As soon as we've activated that eighth time Yudke Vovke, it's impossible to go further to number 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Rak sha'ar tikunei dikno, shehem bechinois shemois havaya vekye, klulim shom behelam. But rather, the other four midoy shel rachmim, the other five midoy shel rachmim, which correspond to different variations of Hashem's name Yudke Vovke and Ekye, they are included in that number 8 in hidden form. Ki yefshe lagaloi solohoi rato yoiser kanal. Because today, until the coming of Moshiach, it's impossible to reveal more than the first 8. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, ki kol chiyuseinu v'kiyumeinu hu al yidei oitzem horachmim hagdoilim shemamshichim atzadiki emesoleinu. Because our existence today and our life today comes from the great, great kindness that the tzaddikim are able to draw upon us, shenim shochem al yidei yud gimel v'sharachmim, which they draw from Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness, shehem bechinas yud gimel tikunei dikna, which are also referred to as the 13 tikunim of the beard, kaviyochol. It's via these 13 attributes of kindness that the tzaddikim are able to draw rachmanis upon us, upon Klal Yisrael, and they're able to shine into our hearts the truth regarding Hashem to each and every single individual where that person is at. Shehu boifin shegam hu, shehu gam hu yuchal lehisoyer leslav Hashem izborach barishpe shal hevesko. And they do it in such a way that every single yid should have the ability to get turned on and inspired to Hashem with a fiery feeling. At shegam hu yismach nafshoy, to the point where even this Jew, no matter where he's at, no matter how low he's at, should be zecha to rejoice with Hashem. Shaydeze ikra aliyosoy, and that's what brings about the main aliyah of the Jew. Shekol ze hu bechinas Chanukah. This is all the concept of the holiday of Chanukah. Boruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'amen. It seems Rav Nosson Zal here is coming to a close of part of his discussion here, part of the discussion on Chanukah. However, now Rav Nosson Zal adds an additional paragraph regarding the 13 attributes of kindness. V'noitzor, number 9 of the 13 midoy shel rachmim after v'emes, where we say noitzer chesed la'alofim. Noitzer is number 9, hu oisiois rotzoin. The word noitzor is the same letters as the word rotzoin. Ki ikar hu harotzoin, kemavur b'dvoreinu harbe boze. Because the most important thing that a yid has to have is good desires, a good yearning to Hashem, to yearn for the right thing. V'ze ikar he'oras hislavu semesh shebelev. That's the main light of truth shining in a person's heart. It's that person's ritzoinos, that person's desires. She ha'emes yoyer v'yalhiv b'liboy tamid b'hadrogo b'mida. Meaning that a person is trying to achieve something whereby the truth will shine and light up in his heart at all times to the right degree, in a properly measured way. Not going overboard. That the person should always be yearning to Hashem and to the Torah and to the true tzaddikim. This is the most important thing for a yid, to always have in his heart a serious yearning and an intense desire for Hashem, for coming close to Hashem and the Torah and the tzaddikim. And therefore, when we get to the eighth night, which corresponds to Noitzer Chesed, Ein Madlikin Oid Yoiser Bizgalya Kanal. After that eighth night, we do not light any additional candles anymore. We don't go to number 9. Ki Efsher Lahoyer Bizgalya Yoiser, because it is impossible to turn on more light openly. Rak ikur hotikun al yidei horotzoin hechozok shemeir biyoser al yidei hislavus oemes shubchinas yosef. But rather, the main tikun for now is based on the strong desire of the person that shines brightly in his heart through the hislavus oemes, which we learned earlier was the bechin of Yosef. Yaakov Avinu is the bechin of emes. Yosef is the lehova, the hislahavus lemes, where the truth is turned on into a fiery desire. Paragraph Lamed Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein hoyozoicha Yosef atzadik lachaloimois tzoidkim v'amitim. Based on everything we learned till now, we can understand why Yosef atzadik was zoicha to true clarity regarding dreams. Number one, that his dreams, his own dreams, were truthful. And in addition to the fact that his own dreams were solid truth, in addition to that, he had the ability to clarify and to interpret the dreams of others. Because we know that sleep is referred to in the Gemara as 1/60th of death. The atzvus he sitra demoisa, and we know that depression, sadness, is also referred to as an aspect of death. ki ikar hasheno hu machmas shenisyagu hamoichin. Because the main reason why a person sleeps is because the brain becomes tired after a number of hours. V'shoyrish hasheno bigdusho shehi shenas hatzadikim nimshach mebechinas horadifo v'amakev hanal. And Rav Nosson Zal explains now, the origin of sleep in holiness is based on the concept of the sleep of tzaddikim, where their reason for sleeping is because when they're awake, there's this constant redifa and ma'akev action, whereby because of the fact that the brain is constantly racing to try to understand more and more, and the barrier, the keser, holds the brain back, ad sheyis yashev, until the person has time to digest things properly, to understand things properly. Vaydezeh nas and tisha hecholim kanal, and that generates the nine hecholim that we spoke about earlier. Vaydezeh masig en oirein soif, and that's how the tzaddik is zeichet to achieve a connection to the infinite light of Hashem. V'afal pi she'elu hates hecholim loy mizdapken v'loy mesiyadim, and even though the tzaddik doesn't make any permanent connection to that infinite light, and he doesn't understand it totally, despite that, still from there is drawn sechel for the tzaddikim, because that is referred to as the light of tzachzachos. This is a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, shehem shoyresh kol hamidos, which is the origin of all the spheroids, all the midos. Shemishom hishtalshelus kol hamoichim. That's where all aspects of seichel originate from. Al yidei hatzimtzumim v'hakelim she'osim atzadikim b'maseim atoivim. Through the tzimtzumim and the kelim that the tzadikim generate through their good deeds, those kelim are going to be used as vessels to receive the light, to receive the seichel that comes from this high, high place. You know, these nine hecholim, this tisha hecholim that we spoke about earlier. Avol, however, machmas yidgias hamoichin al yidei horadifu v'amakev, because of the fact that the person's brain becomes tired as a result of this whole process, this redif and makev, ayideze muchrochen lishon. This is what necessitates sleep. Loseis naichol amoichin, to give a rest to the brain. Vooz daiko b'shas hasheno hatzadik mevarer b'yoyser meheichle atmurois. And it's specifically during his sleep that the tzaddik is involved in selecting out sparks of kedusha from the hechle hatmurois, from the place of the klipois. Ve'oile nishmosoi shehi amoichin lemokim shoylin. And the neshama of the tzaddik, which means the sechel of the tzaddik, gets elevated up, up, up to where it goes. Umasigin oz daiko mashme sigin. And specifically during the sleep, the tzaddik is zeichet to achieve very great revelations of knowledge. Shezeu b'chinas ma shekosavnu leil bo'is chof dalet. This goes back to what we learned earlier in paragraph chof dalet, b'parshas vayetze, where we spoke about the pasuk vayivka b'mokoim vayolen shom vayachaloim, talking about Yaakov Avinu going to sleep at the site of the Beis Hamikdash and having a dream there. V'alkein tzrichen lizoher lishon mitor divrei Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says now, this is why it's so important for a Jew to make sure, right before going to sleep, to study some Torah, or to be thinking of Torah. Kedei lishon mitoich simcha, so that the person goes to sleep in a framework of simcha, of happiness. Shelo yitoim tama demoisa, so that the person does not taste death in their sleep. Vezer shebikesh David, and this is why David HaMelech was mispalel to Hashem, Ho'iro enai pen ishan hamoves. Hashem, please bring light into my eyes, into my brain, pen ishan hamoves, so that I shouldn't go to sleep with death, chas v'shalom. V'ze shenismach leposuk, and this is why right near that posuk it says, ad ono oshis eitzois benafshi, yogoin bilvovi, yoimom, ad ono yorim oivioloi, shenismach loze, habito, Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain the connection between these psukim that are written right next to each other in Tehillim. Ki tzoak, Dovid HaMelech was crying out to Hashem, me'achar shehagolus mizgaber kolkach, since the exile is so long and so difficult, she'ikroi hu yogoin va'atzvus, and we know the essence of golus is the sadness and the depression and the heaviness that Klal Yisrael experience. Bechinas, as the pasuk says over there, yogoin bilvavi yoimon, that every single day my heart is filled with dread, you know, with depression, with sadness. Alkein ani mevakeish ho'iroenai peni shalamovis. Shashem izborach yo'ireinov. Therefore, Hashem, I'm asking you to bring light to me. Shayuchal esameach nafshay. I should be able to bring joy to myself. Shelo yishan amovis. Shelo tihye hashenu bebechinas sitra demoisach hazashom. So that my going to sleep shouldn't be an aspect of death. Shehi bechinas yoga in vatzvus, which means depression, sadness. Ki elu hadalid pomim ad ono shetzoak dovid bemizmor zeh. Heim keneged dalid golios, kama shapirish Rashi sham. Because Rashi in Tehillim over there tells us that the fact that Dovid HaMelech says the words ad ono, Hashem, how much longer? How long is this going to go on? The fact that he says the words ad ono four times over there corresponds to the four major exiles that Klal Yisrael went through, is going through, which are the Golus Bovel, the Golus Yovon, the Golus Poras Umodai, and the final Golus, which is the one that we're in right now, which is called the Golus Edom, or Romi. V'alze tzoak Dovid v'spalel, and this is what Dovid HaMelech was crying out to Hashem for and davening, Sheyu Yisrael nitzoyle mehayogoin v'atzus, that Klal Yisrael should be protected and saved from the depression. Shelo yorum oyveyam aleim oyidei zeh chas v'shalom, so that our enemies should not be able to overtake us through the fact that we're weak, we're down. Shelo yishnu hamoves aleidei zeh kanal, chas v'shalom, we shouldn't go to sleep in death. Ki kol ma shetzoik dovet vispalel hoyo hakoil avur klal nefoshois Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal is making a very powerful statement here that he heard from Rabbeinu Zal, that all of Dovid HaMelech's prayers in Tehillim, throughout Tehillim and throughout all of his tefillos, were not being said just for himself alone. He was speaking on behalf of Am Yisrael. He was davening to Hashem on behalf of Klal Yisrael. V'hoikar al golus hanefesh shemispashit umiskaber moed al kol echad v'echad. And the main thing that Dovid HaMelech was crying out to Hashem for was the exile, the personal exile that each and every single Jewish nefesh experiences. She'ikar al golus hiu atzvus kanal, of which the main problem of it is the depression, the sadness. V'alkein nismach miad lozeh, and this is why Dovid HaMelech says immediately afterwards, Va'ani bechazdecho votachti yoge libi bishuasecho shir el Hashem ki gomal aloi. Shechizek is atzmoi. Dovid HaMelech was giving himself encouragement. Ves kol nafshos Yisrael haklulamboi. And he's also speaking these words of encouragement to all the Jewish souls which are a part of him, which are a part of Dovid HaMelech. He, in a sense, is a composite of all of Klal Yisrael. V'omar, and he said, Shebotuach bechazdo yizborach, that he's completely confident in the kindness of Hashem. V'ideizeh misameich es atzmoi, and that's how he's able to bring himself to joy. Bechinas yoge libi bishuasecha, my heart rejoices with your salvation. Because this is the main tikkun of every single Jew. That the person should be constantly reinforcing his heart with trust, tremendous trust and confidence in the kindness of Hashem. That Hashem is definitely not going to forsake me and not let go of me, Ad she yisamach v'yogel nafshi, until Hashem will bring joy to me. Bechinas yoge libi bishuasecho. Aval eilu she'enam zoichem lezeh. Whereas those Jews that are not zoich to this encouragement and this emuna and this bitochen in Hashem, azai hasheno shelohem nechaz basitro demoiso, then their sleep is actually an aspect of death. Kifi hapegam shelohem ba'moichin, to the degree, based on the degree that their brains are messed up. And as a result of that, if their sleep is an aspect of death, then their dreams are messed up, are confused. As the Zohar HaKadosh explains, that one whose moichin are bishlemus, that person, when he dreams at night, his dreams are clear and truthful and pure. One whose brain is messed up with depression and sadness, etc., etc., such a person, unfortunately, when they sleep, their sleep is connected to the sitrachra, and their dreams are not truthful. Ki kol pegam hamoichin vadas shel kol echod, hu machmas pegam hamesader v'miyashev, shein ezer chalukle hamesader v'miyashev esamoichin shoroi. Rav Nosson says here, because any problem in a person's brain, in a person's sechel, is tied into a pegam in the mesader and the yashev. That the person's mesader and yashiv is not working properly. Because if the person had a real yishuv hadas, if the person's brain were settled and they were able to think clearly, the person definitely would not be chasing after and involved and sucked in by all kinds of wrong things and foolishness. As is discussed in chapter 10, in the second half of Likutei Moran, she'ikar ha'hisrachkus me'Hashem Yisborach hu machmas she'en lo yishuv hadas. That the main thing that keeps a Jew distant from Hashem is the fact that the person doesn't have a true yishuv hadas. The person doesn't give themselves the time to think things through clearly. Umevoyer Shom, Rabbi Nizal explains over there in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, chapter 10 in the second half of the Likutei Moran, she'ikar yishuv hadas ha'idei simcha v'chulu ayin shom. That in order for a Jew to be zeicha to true yishuv hadas, the person has to be in a happy frame of mind. Hainu kanal, this is tied into what we learned. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two things are dependent on each other. Machmas she'inoy mizgaber b'simcha. If a Jew isn't zeche to be able to strengthen and fortify himself with happiness and joy, that at least, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jew, I'm not a goy, and Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of good things that I do. If the person does not have that encouragement, then his brain is in exile, imprisoned. V'chol ma'asha golus hadas mizgaber yoyser, mizgaber atzus yoyser. And the more that a person's brain is imprisoned, the more depressed they get. V'chein lahalana, and it's a vicious cycle. U'machmase kol ha'hisrachus me'Hashem Yisborach. And this is the cause of the person's being distant from Hashem. V'atikun l'chol zeh hu ha'tzadik o'emes. The one who's in a position to correct all of this is the true tzadik, b'chinas yoysef, he's the one who knows how to bring joy to Klal Yisrael wherever they're at, whatever level they're on. And this is why he had the ability, Yosef HaTzadik had the ability to interpret dreams. Because Yosef HaTzadik was the one who had the ability to select out the good from the bad, to separate the good from the bad in the Hechle Atmurais. And therefore, Shalidei Zeh Yoda Pitoron HaChalom. That's what gave him the ability to interpret dreams correctly also. Afilu Shel HaHamoin, even of regular people, Shekol Irvuvoi Hu Alidei Bilbul Hechle Atmurais. Because most people, their brains are mevulvul, because they are messed up in the Hechle Atmurois, because they've fallen into the hands of the Klipois. Ki hu yoda levarer kol zeh. Because Yosef, the Tzadik, is the one who knows how to make the bureau of the Hechle Atmurois. Therefore, not only is he able to see to it that his dreams should be clear and honest, but he even has the ability to sort out the truth from the untruth in another person's dream. Paragraph Lamed Tes. V'alkein Yoda Yosef Liftor Chalom Paroi. And with this we could understand also why Yosef HaTzadik had the ability to interpret Paroi's dream correctly. Shaideze Yotzo Migolos V'avdus, which resulted in Yosef HaTzadik himself being taken out of slavery and exile. Ki Paroi Shehu Melech Mitzrayim Shehu Golos Horishoin Shenim Shach Michet Odom Rishoin. Because Paroi, who was the king of Egypt, and we know that Egypt was the first exile that Klal Yisrael experienced, which was brought about as a result of the Pigam of Odom Rishoin. She'oz nimshach atzvus sitra demoisa. Because when Adam reached an eight from the eight sadas, he brought depression into the world, sadness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, be'itzavon tochalena. One of Hashem's responses to the eight sadas was, from now on, you're going to eat, your parnasa is going to be with atzvus. Ad shuvoch el ha'adam, until you return to earth, to dirt. V'alkein ro paroi she'sheva poroi sarois boilim sheva poros hatoivois v'chein sheva shibolim. And this is why Paroi in his dream saw the seven bad cows consuming the seven good cows, and the seven bad stalks consuming the good ones. Ad kibo el kirbena, to the point where they were swallowed up completely. V'loi noida kibo el kirbena, and they were swallowed up so well that you couldn't see any trace of them. The bad cows looked just as ugly and skinny after they swallowed up these big fat cows as they did before, and so too with the stalks. Meaning, shemizgaber ho'atzvus v'hayogoin al hatoiv, shehu b'chinas sviya u'brocha b'chinas simcha. This means that the depression and the sadness overtook and overcame the goodness, which is the happiness and the satiation. K'mo shapir shrashi b'posuk lovshu korim hatzoin va'amokim yatfu bar yisroya u'af yoshiru truas simcha v'chein pirish b'mekoyim esacherim. We know that plentifulness is synonymous with joy. Avol b'chinas zayin shnei horov shu ahepich, whereas the 7 years of famine, which are the opposite of plentifulness, they are bechinas yololo v'atzvus. They are the concept of depression, melancholiness. K'may shekosuv b'yoel, as is brought in the Navi Yoel, b'gzeiras harov, when it spoke about the decree of famine, it says over there, b'chu v'helilu, cry and lament. Helilu al chitov al soira, lament over the wheat and the barley. So we see that plentifulness is synonymous with simcha, and famine is synonymous with depression, sadness. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that the sadness, mizgaber kol kach, had strengthened itself to such a degree, ad asher heim roitzim lahavlia ulahalim simchas Yisroel gamri, to the point where it wants to swallow up and cover up the joy of Klal Yisrael completely. Bebechinas, as we saw over there in the dream, it says Vatovoino el kirbena, that the good cows were swallowed up inside the bad cows, Voloi noida kibo el kirbena, and they disappeared completely. It's like you couldn't see any, there was no trace left of them. Shezeh ikra richas hagolus. This is the main concept of the suffering and the lengthiness of the exile that Klal Yisrael goes through. Ve'ikar ho'atzvus be'yoyser hu be'inyan ha'momoin v'ha'parnosa v'ha'shirus. And the most popular and the most intense type of atzvus that Jews experience is related to money, related to parnosa, related to wealth. Sheshom ikar ho'atzvus. That's where the main atzvus lies. Bechinas, as it says in the Torah, be'itzavoin toichalena. You will eat with atzvus, meaning your parnasa, your livelihood. Shafilu mi sheyeshloi momoin vashirus harbe, meaning that even those Jews who have bucks, they have wealth. Guy's got a beautiful house, and he's got money in the bank, and he's got the choserloi bechol pam yoser. He's always lacking, and he always feels he's lacking more. The more he has, the more he feels he's lacking. V'doyeg yoser menu aniyim, and he worries more than the poor people. The guy who's got the $500,000 in the bank, and he's got the house, and he's got the two cars, and he's worrying more than regular beggars. Bechinas, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, mar benachosim mar bedaiga, that many people, the more they have, the more worries they have. Shezeh bechinas v'loy noida kiboil kribena. This is the concept of what we saw in the dream of Paroi, that when the depression takes over, you forget the good completely. The good disappears. It's as if it weren't there at all. Ki Mitzrayim bechinas taivas momoin, k'mo shekosuv b'makom acher. Because we know that Egypt represents taivas momoin, as Rav Nosson Zal mentions in other places. We know that the Egyptians worshipped the sheep. And the Gemara says that sheep are called ashtarois tzoin. Ashtarois, the Gemara says, Shema Ashrois es Baalein, because they make their owners wealthy. The Gemara describes how in a sheep, every single part of the sheep can be you can make money on. The wool is this, and the flesh is this, and the hooves are this. So the Gemara says the sheep represents Ashirus. When we say that the Egyptians worshipped sheep, they weren't ancient, antiquated people. They were the U.S. of A. They were the United States of America and modern state Israel and modern state and Euro America, you know, the Euro dollar. They were the same goyim that we have today who worship money. We see it written on the coinage. In God we trust. Who's the God? This is the God. The 25 cent piece, you know, the dollar bill. That's the God. V'hatikin l'cholzeh. And what's the tikkun for all of this? Hu bechinas Yosef hatzadik. It's the tzaddik, shehu yodea lahamshich simcha gam ba'oimek hagolos. The tzaddik is the one who knows how to be able to draw happiness, even in the depths of exile. Ulefasher hachaloim ba'ifen shielanu kiyum, and he's the one who knows how to interpret the dream in such a way that it results, it has a happy ending to it. That during the seven years of famine, everybody doesn't just die out and starve. But rather, he knows how to set things up in such a way that even during the 7 years of famine, there's success, there's hatzlacha. Bechinas, as Yosef HaTzadik said to his brothers, don't feel bad about the fact that I was sold into slavery. Don't feel bad about my situation. Ki lemichyo shlochani elokim lefnechem. Because Hashem has sent me as a salvation, as a source of economy, a rescue. Losum lochem sheiris boretz. To see to it that you will have a kiyum in the land. Ki kol elu hamaisyos shavru ben Yosef uparo ben Yosef echov hakol marames alarichas hagolus hazer ad ketz haplois kirdua. Because all the interaction between Yosef HaTzadik and Paro and Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers is all alluding to the golus that we are going through right now. We Klal Yisrael are going through right now. Until Moshiach's coming, until the extraordinary ending. V'alkein nemar b'Yosef HaTzadik. And this is why, after Yosef HaTzadik interpreted the dream of Paroi, Paroi said about him, Hanimtze koze ish asherua chalekim boy. Is there possibly a heavenly person like this guy, like Yosef HaTzadik? Sheyoidea lenashev ulenafeach hoafurius milev Yisrael kanal. Rav Nosnal says, why did Paro refer to him as Isha Sheruach Alekim Boi? Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in a chapter on Likutei Moran, Ruach means wind, air, that the tzaddik is a 6 million watt blower. What does he blow? He blows the dust off a Jew's heart. When a Jew's heart has dust caked on it, and it's parched, and it's thirsty, and it's exhausted, and it can't move, the tzaddik comes in and turns on his blower and sends all the dust and dirt flying away. He cleans off the Jew's heart and he reveals the purity in the Jew's heart, the simcha shebalev, the goodness, the light. V'zehu acharei hoidia elikim oischo eskol zois einovoin v'chocham kamoicho. And this is why Paroi said, after Hashem has revealed all of this knowledge to you, there does not exist a chocham v'novoin like you. Because since you have the ability to interpret this dream, not just to interpret it, but to fix it. The dream gave a foreboding news, you know, of a horror that was going to be befalling on Egypt and the entire world economy. And Yosef HaTzadik was in a position not just to interpret the dream, but to resolve the crisis. Shezehu machmas she'ato yochel levarer hechli atmurois haideiz gabrus hasimcha beitzoisecho amukos, which is based on the fact that you, the tzaddik, have the ability to sort out the good from the bad in the hechli atmurois through your great simcha beitzoisecho amukos and through your deep advice. Ukamashikosu b'medrash, as we find it's brought in Medrash Rabbah, al posuk vayehi ish matzliach. When the Torah tells us that even when Yosef HaTzadik was imprisoned in the house of Potiphar, it says he was Ish Matzliach. So the Medrash says, Shehu Loshen Mefazes Umarakeid, that Yosef was always dancing. He was full of simcha. Shegam be'avdusoy beveis ha-soyhar. This means that even when he was mamish in prison, mefazes u'matzliach le'sameach nafshoy. He has, the tzaddik has the ability, even when he's in golus, when he's in prison, he has the ability to be turned on to simcha, tremendous simcha. Ki ikar ho'etzo le'sameach nafshoy be'mili d'shtusa. Because we know at times, the only way, and the best way, and the right way for a person to get himself into a good mood is mili d'shtusa, even doing something that's not learning Gemara with Tosfos and Rishonim Achronim, doing something fun, doing something silly even at times. K'moshikosavnu b'dvoreinu harbe bozeh, as we elaborate a lot in Likut Halachos about this. Al kein omar loy, that's why Paro said to him, if Hashem has revealed all of this to you, there certainly is no one as smart as you. Because you have certainly been zoicha to the Birkas HaSeichel, which was one of the things mentioned in the chapter on Likud Imran that this halacha is based on, in Torah Chav Dalet, in the first day of Likud Imran, shezoichin Alidei Shemavaren Hechle Hatmurois, Alidei Zgabrus HaSimcha. Rabbeinu Zal had said over there on Likut Imran that a Jew who is Zoicha to be Mavarer, the Toy from the Ra and the Hechle Hatmurois, by doing mitzvahs besimcha beshlemus, that Jew is Zoicha to the Birkas HaSechel. And therefore, when Yosef HaTzadik had proven to Paroi that he has the ability to sort out good from bad, that in Paroi's dream, when Paroi tried sketching him, tried playing a trick on him, and saying, I was standing near the river, Yosef HaTzadik said, baloney, don't tell me no near the river, you were standing on the river. I know the dream better than you do, you can't fool me. And when Paroi tried mixing in things to trick him, Yosef HaTzadik had the Ruach HaKodesh, to be able to extract the good from the bad and to know what was right, what was wrong. And then the ability to interpret it correctly and to know how to use the 7 good years as a tikkun for the 7 bad years. Once you have all of that, then you have certainly been zoicha to the Birchas HaSeichel. Paragraph Mem. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu ato tihye al beisi, va'al picho yishak kol ami, rak hakise egdal mimeko. And this is why Paroi said to Yosef HaTzadik, you will be appointed, you'll be in charge of my house, of my palace. And on your say-so, the entire country, the economy of the entire country will be run on your word. And the only thing I'll have over you is the throne, that I sit on the throne. Ki HaTzadik, b'chinas Yosef, shezoiche lalois mehechli atmurois, at sho'il b'chol ho'aliyas anal, hu zoiche l'chol habrochois kanal. Because the tzaddik who is zoicha to rise up from the Hechli Atmurais and climb all the different levels that are described in chapter 24 of Likud Imran, that tzaddik is zoicha to all the blessings. V'hu mamshich kol habrochis v'chol ha-hashpois begashmius v'ruchnius l'chol ha-oilam. And he is the one, the tzaddik is the one, through whom Hashem is mashpia. All Shefa, Begashmius, Baruchnius, Hashem does not send it direct from Hashem to Klal Yisrael. There's a distributor. The distributor is the Tzaddik. Hashem gives it over to the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik is the one who disperses Shefa, Begashmius, Baruchnius to Klal Yisrael. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ato tihye albesi, val picho yishak kol ami, shekol ha-hashpois yunim shochim al yodecho. All Shefa will go via you. This is what it says in the Chumash. This is what it says in the Zohar HaKodesh. This is what it says in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. Rak hakisei egdal mimeko. Ze bechinas kisei demiskasyo. The word kisei here is miloshen kisui, something that's covered up, hidden. Bechinas keser, which refers kavyochol to the crown of Hashem. Shu bechinas hama'akev, which is the ma'akev that we spoke about many times. Egdal mimeko shelo yirdoif. That's the only thing that'll be above you, tzaddik. Tzaddik, you're above everything and everybody has to receive from you. However, what's the only thing that's above the tzaddik? The answer is there is something that's above the tzaddik. What is it? The crown, the keser of the tzaddik, the bechinas keser, the mesader o miyashev. Shelo yirdoif machshavtecho yoyser midai. to protect you, tzaddik, that your brain should not go further than it's supposed to. But rather, that you should be zeichet to have this mesader miyashiv. Shu b'chinas keser, b'chinas kisei de meskasya, k'may shekosu b'simen vov, as is mentioned in chapter 6 in the first half of Likud Imran. V'zeu gam kein b'chinas, and this is also what Paro meant when he said, Ani Paroi, I am Paro. U'bilodecho lo yorim ish es yodo v'sragloi. And without you, Yosef, no one in this country will lift a hand or a foot without you. You're in charge. Nobody makes a move without you. Haromas hayodaim voraglayim zebechinas klal kol atikunim anal. This terminology of lifting up your hands and feet, this corresponds to the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal used over there in Likud Imran. Remember when he spoke about Netzach Hod Yisoid, the Malchus being the Slabesh in Netzach Hod Yisoid in the feet, and then the light of Netzach Hod Yisoid being the Slabesh in Chesed Gvur Teferes, which is the hands. This sums up all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about there. She'ikram lohorim horaglin, of which the main thing is to lift up the feet. She'yelchu lo'erer kol ho'ilomais la'shem yizborach, that the person should move forward in turning on all the worlds to Hashem. She'idezeh nimshach brocha, that's how a person is zocher to draw blessing into the world. She'zeu b'chinas yodayim, and blessing is the hands. Like Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there the pasuk, Vayisa aroin es yodo vayivorchem, he lifted up his hands to bless them. Afal pikein, however, even though the tzaddik is all of this, Ani Paroi, I am Paroi. Vize dugmas rak hakisei egdal mimekam ha'shapirish Rashi sham. This corresponds to the term rak hakisei. V'chol ze marabes al kol hamavura b'toira now. This entire story in the Chumash alludes to everything we discussed from this chapter on the Likud Imran. Shemi shezoicha levarer hechle atmurai sat shezoicha lalois kanal. That a tzaddik, or a person, a Jew, who is zeicha, to go down to that hechle atmurais, and be mevarer the toy from there, and lift it up, at shezoicha lebirchas hasecha, and he climbs the ladder, going up to the feet, going up to the hands, till he's zeicha to the birchas hasecha. V'hasechel roideif lahasig, and his mind is racing to achieve higher and higher levels, azai ikra tikun al yidei hama'akev. The main tikkun at that point is dependent on having that fence that blocks the mind, that holds it in, not allowing it to go too far, not allowing it to burst out of the stratospheres completely. Bechinas keser kanal, shezeu bechinas rak hakisei egdal mimeko, that even a tzaddik has to know that there is this keser, there is this mesader meshev, there is this line which even he can't go past. That's what's meant by these words, Ani Paroi, the canal. As Rashi HaKodesh says over there, in interpreting it. In other words, that was the literal meaning, that as great as you are, Yosef Tzadik, you need to know that there's somebody over you. And so too, on a spiritual level, as great as the Tzadik is, as high up as he goes, he needs to always know where's the line. Where's the line at this point in time? V'chein mavura b'medrash v'parsha zois. Rav Nosson Zal now quotes the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Miketz. V'zeh l'shoinei, this is the wording in the Medrash. Omar Reish Lokish, I believe it's Reish Lokish or Rabbi Levi. Shtei parsha yosichtu v'anu Moshe b'toira, v'anu l'meidem y'parshas paroi horosha. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote two parshas, and we learn it out from the parsha of paroi. Kosu v'echad oimer, one posuk says, v'hoyiso rak l'malo. There's a pasuk where Hashem says to the Jews, you'll be only going headed upwards. The Medrash says, Yochel Kamoini. I might have thought this means that the Jews will go straight up mamish, they'll be like Hashem. Esma, that seems strange. Talmud Loimer, Rak. That's what the word Rak comes to tell us. Gdulos ilamala migdulaschem. That Hashem says, my greatness will still be greater than yours. And we learn the interpretation of this pasuk, the pasuk where it says Voisa rak lemalo. We learn out how to teach that pasuk from the pasuk by Paroi, where Paroi said ato tihi al besi, you'll be in charge of everything. Paroi said to Yosef Tzadik, you're in charge of everything. Nobody moves without you. Nothing happens without you. But then Paroi added, yochel kamoini. So then it would seem to imply that you're going to be exactly like me? No deal. Talmud Loimar, Rak. That's why Pari said, Rak hakisei egdal mimeko. That Rak is a limiter. Gdulosi lamama gdulosko. I'll still be greater than you. V'hodein dovor, the same thing applies, where the Pusuk says, Kedoshim tiyu. There's another Pusuk in Chumash where it says, Kedoshim tiyu, that the Jews should be holy and pure. Yochel kamoini, I might think that means mamish like Hashem. Talmud Loimar, ki kodosh ani elekechem. Don't forget though that I'm holy, meaning kedushosi lamala mikdushaschem. I am still and I will always be holier than you. Vanu loim denoisami pari horosho. And again, we learn the interpretation of this second place in the Chumash from Paroi. When Paroi said, Ani Paroi, Yochel Kamoini, Talmud Loimar, Ani Paroi, that Ani means only Gdulos, Silamala Gdulosho. Ad Kam L'Shoin HaMedrash. These are the words of the Medrash there. And Rav Nosson Zal says, Hinei Mavur, Lemeivin Umayin Batoranal. Anyone who will study the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're discussing, chapter 24 in the first day of Likutei Moran, well, will understand Kol Dvareinu Hanal, will understand everything we said here. Shekol Ze Marames, She'av Al Pi Shehat Tzadik, B'chinas Yosef, Zocho Levarer, Kemoy Shezocho, that even though the Tzadik, who's the concept of Yosef HaTzadik, has succeeded in sorting out the Hechli Atmurois, you know, doing such a great job, At Shezocho LeBirchas HaMoichin Koroi, to the point where he's Zochet at Birchas HaSechel, V'HaMoichin Roidfin, and his brain runs to seek more and more, Afal Pikein Osur Loi Laharois El Hashem. Still, even the greatest tzaddikim have to know their place, and they have to know their boundary, not to cross a certain bound, not to go past a certain line. V'chol tikunoi alidei b'chinas hamakev. And the whole tikkun of the tzaddik is dependent on that barrier, knowing how to deal with the barrier. Shubchinas keser, shubchinas rak hakisei, shekol ze b'chinas ani Hashem kidushosi lamala. It's this matter of always remembering that there's someone above you. V'osor laros, and not to cross that line. Ki malchus adara, ken malchus adarakia, because we have a rule that the kingdom, the government on earth, conforms to the government in heaven. It's similar in its principles. As the Medrash says over there, Shono lemeida miparshas paroi horosho le'inyin noirois kedushas hamokem baruch hu, that the Medrash showed us by seeing how Paroi interacted with Yosef HaTzadik, we can understand from there how Hashem interacts with the tzaddikim. That even the greatest of tzaddikim always needs to know this concept of a keser, of knowing what his line is, what his limit is, how do most rich people get into trouble? They go past their credit limit. That's when they blow it, when they start borrowing more than they can, you know. And Lahavdil, even the greatest of tzaddikim, has this warning to know what is his limit, what is the makif that he's not supposed to go further at this point in time. Paragraph Mem Aleph. V'zehu v'yikru lefonov avreich. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we could understand why it says by Yosef HaTzadik that when he rode in the king's chariot, they announced Avreich. Avreich merames al hatikun manal. The word Avreich is merames, hints to the different tikkunim we discussed earlier. Number one, Avreich Dein Abo Lamalka. One interpretation over there, I believe in Targum Unculus or Rashi HaKodesh brings it, is that Avreich means father of the king. Bechinas Tikkun HaMalchus Kanal. This is a concept of Tikkun HaMalchus. Number two, Avreich Loshen Birkayim. The word Avreich is associated also with the legs, the knees. Kemo Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there. Bechinas Tikkun Horaglin. That's one of the things we discussed, Tikkun Horaglin. Number three, Avreich Loshen Brocha. The word Avreich is also from the root Brocha. Bechinas Birkas Hayodayim. That was another step in the procedure we discussed. Number four, Avreich Av Bechochma Varach Beshonim, it says over there. Bechinas Birkas Haseichel Vachochma. So now Rav Nosson Zal showed us how this word Avreich is like a code word that's merames to the four or five steps of the procedure that we discussed throughout this halacha, of starting with Tikkun HaRaglin, taking the raglin out of the klipos and elevating them, and then going up to the yodayim, and then going up to the sechel. V'ze b'chinas tsofnas paneach megale nistorois. One of the nicknames that Yosef HaTzadik was given is tsofnas paneach, which means the one who reveals things that are hidden. Ki zoiche l'tisho hecholin anal. Because by a person making these tikkunim of elevating the raglin and then the birchas hayodayim and then the birchas hasechel, etc., etc., what he gets to in the end, the end result is the tisho hecholim, doloi mizdapkin v'lo yadin, which a person can't attach themselves to permanently and which a person can't fully understand. Shemishom kol hasogas horozin vasoidois hanoros hatzfunim anestorim. And that's how a person connects to all the secrets, the hidden, the awesome hidden secrets. So Rav Nosson Zal showed how in the fact that the Torah says that Yosef HaTzadik was given this title Avreich, and the different interpretations that are written there as to what Avreich means, each one of those different interpretations was one of the steps on the ladder that we discussed in this procedure. Paragraph Membeis. V'zeh alt viato alt teotzvu. And we know that Yosef HaTzadik said that to his brothers when they were very, very worried about what he was going to do to them. He said, don't worry, don't be upset, don't get depressed. Shemeyachar shezoichin leskabitz yachad el atzadik oemes b'chinas Yosef bevadai ein lehesyat zevoid. Because once a person is zoiche to be gathered together with those who are coming close to the tzaddik, that person certainly has nothing to worry about or to be sad about. Rak tzrichin l'smoyach harbe. That person has to be extremely happy. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, beravois tzadikim yismach ha'om. Ki kol mi shebo al tzadik besoich klal hakibutz hu bechlal tzadik. Because every single person who comes to the tzaddik and joins to be part of the kibbutz by the tzaddik, part of the gathering of people who are attached to the tzaddik, that person is in the category of tzaddik. Ki ameich kulam tzaddikim, because there's a pasuk that says all of Klal Yisrael is tzaddikim. She etzlam mekoyer hasimcha, and we know that by the tzaddikim they are the source of simcha. They are and they possess the source of all simcha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, simchu tzadikim b'Hashem, ranenu tzadikim b'Hashem. That tzadikim are happy with Hashem, they sing with Hashem. So when a person is zoche to come to the tzadik, one of the things that has to fall away right away is the depression, the sadness. I once heard that one of the old Breslau Hasidim used to say, Koil rino vishua bi'olei tzadikim, that those that are in the tent of the tzadik, meaning those that are attached to the tzaddik, they always have to have kol rino v'yishua. They always have to be singing, and they always have to be confident in that they're receiving their salvation. Why? Because they're in the place of the tzaddik. So of course they're getting what they need. Rak machmas meriras hagolus bichlal ubefrat ne'elam b'chinas tzaddik sheyeshesh etzel kol echad. It's just that because of the bitterness of this long exile that we're going through, both in terms of Klal Yisrael going through an exile, and each individual person going through their own personal exile, it's because of that the aspect of tzaddik that's found in each and every individual has become hidden. It we don't see it, it's not shining. However, as soon as people are zeche to come to the tzaddik, to gather to the tzaddik, shehu isha sheruach boy, who is called the person who has ruach, meir bechinas nekudas tzaddik sheyesh etzel kol echad. The tzaddik turns on each and every single person's little flashlight. Each and every single person's bechinas tzaddik, the tzaddik activates it. Vaydeze nisrabe hasimcha, and that increases the simcha. Bebechinas oyer tzaddikim yismach, as we said, this light that the tzaddik turns on brings simcha. And as we find in chapter 61, in the first half of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this pasuk, Oyer Tzadikim Yismach, in the manner that we're discussing it now. And this is why the Torah tells us that as soon as the brothers came to Yosef, as soon as the Jews came to the Tzadik, right away, the spirit of Yaakov Avinu was turned on, came to life. Bechinas chius v'simcha. Vatechi, it says. Chi means chius, which means happiness. U'kamay shekosuf. When we say this person is full of life, it means that person is a happy person. U'kamay shekosuf shom, as the pasuk says over there, Rav, oid Yosef ben Chai, my son Yosef is still living. U'pirish Rashi, Ravli, oid simcha v'chedva. There has just been added to me a whole measure of joy and happiness. Ki ikra simcha shehi ho emes vuhemun agdoisha sheze kol hachius vasimcha kanal ikroi hu al yidei habonim shemoilidim. Rav Nosson Zal says now, because the main joy of a Jew, which is their connection to truth and faith, which is the life of a Jew and the happiness of a Jew, the main way that comes about is through children, shemoilidim, through by the person having children. Shaydeze nisrabin ben Yisrael. By doing that, he increases the number of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas ben chochom yismachov. And as the pasuk tells us, that a person who zochet have a son who's smart, the father is very happy. And as the pasuk says, the father rejoices with those that come from him. V'nemar yismach avicha v'imecha. And as the pasuk says, your father and mother will rejoice. So we see, what brings on this joy? Children. When a person is zoichet to have children, that's what the parents rejoice about. That's what the father rejoices about. Ki hu emunah gdoshah tzrichin legalos midor ledor. Because faith in Hashem is something which Klal Yisrael is required to pass on from generation to generation. Shezehu ikra simcha, that's the main simcha. Vezehu ivdu es Hashem besimcha, du'u ki Hashem hu alekim. And that's what the psukim mean when they say serve Hashem with joy. What's the joy? The joy is in recognizing Hashem, in believing in Hashem. That's the main joy. Vesiyem, and the pasuk, the chapter concludes over there, V'ador v'ador emunasoi, and faith in Hashem will be passed from generation to generation. Uchsevim, there's another pasuk that says, Chaz de Hashem oylam oshiro, l'ador v'ador oidei amenascha b'fi. I sing about the kindness of Hashem, from generation to generation, I pass down my faith, verbally. V'yalkein ikra simcha bo yisborach shi'ischa me'avraham shu hischa legalos emunasa boylam ikron izgal al dei Yaakov shoysa mitosa shleima shoylad yud bei shvotim kulam tzadikim. And therefore, the main joy with Hashem, which Avraham Avinu was the first one to really, really explode at, to start revealing faith in Hashem to the world, you know, to broadcast that message worldwide, the main revelation of it was when it came to Yaakov Avinu, who was zeche that all the children that came from him were pure, and he gave birth to 12 shvotim, all tzadikim. V'chol ma shenoy lad shevet nimshach simcha kanal. And each time that a new shevet was born, it brought more simcha. Ach ikr hislahavus oyer hasimcha hoyalidei hoylodas Yosef. However, the main thing that really turned on the simcha with hislahavus, with fire, a fiery simcha, was the birth of Yosef HaTzadik. Avol habaldovor hisgare moibohem. However, unfortunately, the Yetzirah worked very hard against the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik. Va'oise b'nei machloikis, and it caused machloikis between them. Shehu pigam hasimcha mo'oid, which causes the simcha to get messed up terribly. Ki ikra simcha al yidei ho avo v'asholim. Because the main ingredients for simcha are love and peace. Bechinas ki ikra simcha hu avo v'asholim. Because the main simcha is when there's love and peace. Bechinas ki besimcha teitzeyu uv'asholim tuvolon. As the pasuk says, with joy you will exit from exile, and with peace you'll come to your shleimus. Ki ho ikra sheyizkapsu Yisrael yachad el tzadik. Because the main thing is for Klal Yisrael to gather to the tzaddik, b'chinas Yosef kanal, shaydeze ikra simcha. That brings about the main simcha. Because as we said before, the main thing that gives simcha is emuna in Hashem, emes and emuna. And the main hisgalos of emes and emuna is by the tzaddik. And the main way that it really takes off is when it's passed from generation to generation. When a person brings children into the world and is zeichet to pass on to them the kesher to the tzaddik and the emunah and the emes. Paragraph Mem Gimel. V'yalkein b'soif hoya kol harash al yidei ben yomin. And this is why we find at the end the main commotion was when Binyamin was born. Ki Binyamin hoyo ha-beis hamikdash b'chalkoi. Because Binyamin was the one who was zeicher at the Beis Hamikdash, was on his plot of land. Shehu ha-mokoim ha-kodosh v'ha-noiro she-shom yechoyrim l'kabel oyer asim ha-kodosh ha-zois. The Beis Hamikdash, which is the ultimate site in the world where a person can be zeicher to receive this simcha, this oyer of emes and emuna, and this hiskashrus to the tzaddik. Ki be'emes ikur shleimus ha-simcha hu al-idei kol ha-tikunim anal, shenimshoch ma-idei tzadik ve'emes, shemesameach nefoshes Yisroel, ad shemevarin mehech le'atmurois v'oilin, etc., etc., ad shamoichin roitfin lahasev ha-mesad ve'ashimachim. Because the main shleimus ha-simcha is through the whole procedure that we described earlier, which comes about through the tzaddik, who injects simcha into people, and he gives them the energy that they need to be mevarer the toiv from the hechle atmurais, and then to go up to the raglin, and go up to the hands, and go up to the moichin, until he zeched that his moichin are racing to try to reach out to the infinite light of Hashem, and the mesader miyashev holds them back, the Yitzhar holds them back. Umishom nasin hatisha hecholin alide horadifa v'makev. And it's over there, it's then that these nine hecholim come into being through the redifa and the makev, through the process of the person racing, trying to understand more, and being held back, you know, by the keser. Sheshom mekoyer hasimcha. The redifa and the makev is the concept of the keser, which is the source of simcha. Bechinas, as we mentioned many times, v'simchas oylam al roisham. Eternal joy upon their heads. Upon their heads. Al roisham, al harosh, which is a crown. A crown is worn al harosh. Havol zois hasimcha koshe ma'oid lisboil bozeh oylam. However, this simcha, the simcha that comes from this emes ve'muna, the simcha that comes from attachment to the tzaddik, whereby the tzaddik is the person, the koyach, to go through this whole procedure that we described here, this simcha is very hard to handle in this world. Kihi lemalo minefesh ruach neshama. Because as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likut Imran over there, the light we're referring to here is a light that's above nefesh ruach neshama. Utzrichin hamokoim hanoira shumokoim habeis hamikdo shunimshach bishrosh mimokoim ahu shebechines keser shnekramokoim. And in order for a person to be zeichet to that, he needs to connect with the site. What is the site? The Beis HaMikdash, which is the ultimate makoim, which is the concept of keser. The Beis HaMikdash draws its holiness, you know, from the keser, from the crown. Shenikra makoim, which is called makoim. Bechinas boruch kevoid Hashem mim koimoi. Shezeu bechinas vayivka b'makoim anem Rabbi Yaakov. We find when Yaakov Avinu arrived at the site of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Vayivka b'mokoim. He came to the mokoim. And we learned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal said in the Likutei Moharan, that Boruch Kevoid Hashem Mimkoimoi refers to the Keser, the crown of Hashem, that highest light, which is what the site of the Beis HaMikdash is. The site of the Beis HaMikdash is the place where it's most easy for a person to connect with that highest light, with that Keser. And this site, this special site of the Beis HaMikdash, Binyamin was the one who was zocheh that it should be in his portion. And that's why, even though Yosef HaTzadik had already been born earlier, who is the one who has the ability to bring joy to Klal Yisrael, Loi nishlam hamita gdoisha ad shenoilad binyamin beretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu's bed was not considered complete until Binyamin was born, which was inside of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ein mokoim boilom sheyuchal lizboil oyer hasimcha zois shehu lesmoach bo yisborach sheze yefshe levayer ulesaper. Because Rav Nosson says there doesn't exist a place in the world which can handle the great simcha of rejoicing with Hashem, which is something that can't be put into words. Because it applies to each and every person according to how he relates to it. And this is why the only real mokaim in this world is the mokaim mikdosh, which is the source of simcha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Heviani Hamelech Hadorov, the king brought me inside into his chambers. Nogila v'nismecha boch, let us rejoice with you. So we see that the chambers of the king, the Beis Hamikdash, is the source of simcha for all of Klal Yisrael. Umishom nimshach ha-simcha l'chol Yisrael, l'chol echad v'echad b'liboy, kifum an nimshar b'liboy, kifim ma'isov ha-toivim. And it's from the Beis Hamikdash, from there, that each and every single Jew draws simcha relative to that person's heart, relative to that person's keli, based on his ma'isim toivim, based on the good deeds that the person does. And one of the most important, critical prerequisites here for the person to be able to draw the simcha from the Beis Hamikdash properly is coming close to the true tzaddikim. Shehem yecholim l'sameach hakol. The true tzaddikim are the ones who have the ability to bring simcha to everybody. Afilu hagruim oid. Even the worst Jews. The true tzaddikim are the ones who have the ability to turn things around completely, to turn sadness and heaviness into joy. Paragraph Mem Dalet. V'alkein be'emes ato begolus shenechra ve'beis hamikdash koshem o'oid l'smoyach kiim be'koyach ha'tzaddikim sheyesh lehem das godel v'niflo shenechshav kebinyan beis hamikdash. Now, based on what we learned earlier, that the source of simcha is keser, which is called mokaim, which is synonymous with the Beis Hamikdash. If we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, we're obviously at a major disadvantage in terms of simcha. Klal Yisrael is at a major disadvantage. And Rav Nosson Zal writes here, that's why that's all the more reason for a person to realize that today that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, it's extremely difficult for a Jew to be zecha, to be happy, unless he's connected to the true tzaddikim, who are zeichet to a real high level of das, which makes them like a Beis Hamikdash. Shenechshav kebinyan Beis Hamikdash. When a Jew is zeichet to achieve a very high level of das, shleimus hadas, that's considered like building the Beis Hamikdash. Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Brochus, kol mi sheyesh boideya keilu nivne Beis Hamikdash biyomov. That if a person has das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built in his time. So if I am zeicher to come close to a true tzaddik who's a real bar das, it's like I'm coming close to a person whose Beis Hamikdash has been built. Sheheim mamshich maleinu simcha bo yisporach. They are the ones who are able to show us how to be happy with Hashem. Kedeshin, and they draw that happiness upon us. Kedeshinuchal lehiskayim begolus hamarazeh, said we should be able to exist and survive even in this golus that we're in this exile. V'alkein koroloi imoi ben oini. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the two names that Binyamin was given. His mother called him ben oini, and his father called him ben yamin. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain both. His mother called him Ben Oini, Ki Rochel Mesos, because we know that Rochel Imenu passed away in childbirth. V'nigbaro b'proshas drochim, and she was buried at the crossroads. Kidei sheyuch l'Yisrael liv kois al kivro beis achurban, kamoishim razal, so that Klal Yisrael should have kever Rochel to cry at during the, you know, when the Beis Hamikdash is no longer available. V'alkein, machmas sharochel imenu roas o goydel ha-churban she'iye koydim sh'nizke l'keitz l'achroin, because of the fact that Rochel Imenu saw the great destruction that Klal Yisrael would experience before Mashiach would come, that they first have to see some Beis Hamikdashes burned down, you know, and all kinds of other holocausts. Alkein koro shmoi ben oini. That's why she named the child ben oini, Al shem goydel ho'aninus v'habechir, shetzrichin b'chol laila olivkois al churban beis hamikdash. she was referring to the sadness where Klal Yisrael would have to cry every single night at Chatzos over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. V'chein tzorich kol echod litzoik v'livkois harbe b'chol yoyim al pegomov shema'akvim binyan Beis Hamikdash. And so too, each and every single one of us is obligated to cry and scream to Hashem every single day over our sins, which are holding back the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. There's a pasuk, Edag Mechatosi, I worry from my sins, which implies here we're talking about Simcha, that we're talking about Shleimus HaSimcha. Shleimus HaSimcha is the Beis Hamikdash, the Tzaddik, the Bardas. The opposite of that is sins, Chas V'Shalom. Sheze Bechinas Koil Baromo Nishma Nehi Bechi Samrurim Rochel Mevaka Alboneh. That's what this pasuk is referring to, this crying of Rochel Imenu over her children in Golus. Aval Oviv Koroloi Binyamin, whereas Yaakov Avinu named him Binyamin Al Shem Eretz Yisrael. Binyamin refers to Eretz Yisrael. Ki Yaakov Koros Binyamin Al Shem Hasoif. Yaakov Avinu named him Binyamin, looking ahead into the future, into the end. Shenachzor Eretz Yisrael, because in the end, all of Klal Yisrael is going to return to Eretz Yisrael. The Yibone Beis Hamikdash Bechelkoi Shel Binyamin, and the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt in the land of Binyamin. Sheshom Mekoyer HaSimcha. That's the source of Simcha. That's the place of Simcha. Sheyakov Omar Shegam Ato Tzrichen Likroisei Binyamin Al Shem Eretz Yisrael Shubachin HaSimcha. Yaakov Avinu is saying that even now, before Mashiach comes, before the Geula, we have to call him Binyamin Al Shem Eretz Yisrael Shubachin HaSimcha, because we're naming him for Eretz Yisrael, which is the source of Simcha. Kigam Ato Begolus Osir Liois Batzvus. Because even now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash and we're in exile, it's forbidden for a Jew to be sad, to be depressed, to be upset. Rak tzrichim litzoik v'livkois olifarish sichoi eis eshoa bayoim. But rather, a Jew is obligated to scream and cry to Hashem and pour out his heart for 1 hour a day. That 1 hour, he can be serious. He can get very, very serious with Hashem like. Aval b'chol ayoim, whereas the rest of the day, tzrichen liyois b'simcha. The person has to be happy. L'sameach nafshoi b'chol darkei oetzos. And to do whatever it takes to make himself happy. K'alidei simcha, ikr habiror mehecholei atmurois. Because as we learned in Torah of Dalet and Likutei Moran, the main biror, of the main ability to extract sparks of Kiddusha that have fallen into the hands of the Klipois and Sitrachra, into the Hechle Atmurois, the main ability to extract it and remove it from there is through Simcha. Shaydeze daiko yoitzim menagolus kol echad lufi b'chinosoi. And it's through Simcha that each and every single person on his level and in his situation is zoicha to go out of Golus, to exit from Golus. B'b'chinas, as the Pasuk says, ki besimcha seitzeyu. With simcha, you'll be zeche to exit. Paragraph Mem Hei. V'ze bechinas goydel meriras hatzar shohoyu lahem al yedei ha-goviya shemotzu ba'amtachas binyamin. Now we can understand also the bitter anguish that the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik felt when they found the cup, that special becher of kois of Yosef HaTzadik, in the bag of binyamin. And it was through that anguish, that bitter anguish, and you know, the mamish, they hit like rock bottom, that's what led them to be reunited with Yosef HaTzadik, and for him to reveal himself to them, to reveal who he really was, and that's what led to the greatest party in the world, you know, the greatest celebration. Bechinas, as it says over there, v'lo yochel Yosef lesapek, that Yosef HaTzadik couldn't contain himself. Shaydeze nisrabe hasimcha kanal. And that's what caused, you know, incredible simcha. Ze remez. This is a hint to each and every one of us. Leida, that we should realize, ulohidia, we should let the world know. Shekisheh odom betzar godol, umar moid. That when a Jew finds himself in tremendous anguish and bitterness and so messed up, to the point where his heart is so twisted, out of shape. He's so far, you know, feeling such negativity. Yeda v'yamin shegam ze l'toiva. The person has to know and believe that their situation, their current situation, is for their best. Ubevadai ne'lomim rachamim nifloam b'meriris hatzar hazeh. And there are definitely incredible levels of kindness of Hashem that are hidden inside the bitterness of this struggle, you know, this time that we're going to learn. Rak she'tzrichen litzoik u'lispal Hashem yizborach. It's just that a person has to cry out and daven to Hashem, v'lachako yisla rachmav yizborach, and to have the patience to wait for Hashem's kindness. Rav Nosanzal says, ki iso, because it's brought in Sforim, she'govia b'gematria yud gimel ayin beis. That the word govia is actually made up of two sections, yud gimel, 13, and the remaining letters are ayin beis, which is b'gematria chesed, the word chesed. Rav Nosanzal says, shehem b'chinas tleiser mechilan derachmi. This is a remez to the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem. Shehem klau kol harachmonis v'chasodim agdolim kidur. That's a composite of all of Hashem's kindness. V'ze b'chinas hanal shedaik al yidei hagaviyah shoy b'amtachas binyomin shegoram lehem tzar koshu marako zeh haydei zeh daika nizkapsu yachtov v'nizgale shagaviyah sheyenelom hu b'chinas rachmim nifloim. Through the fact that this kois was found in Binyamin's bag, which caused them such pain and anguish, that's what ended up resulting in all of them gathering together and revealing that this gavia, which was hidden, was the symbol of the ultimate levels of kindness of Hashem, which is Yud Gimel Ayin Beis. You know, Yud Gimel is 13 qualities of kindness, Ayin Beis is 72, which is Chesed. Yud Gimel Ayin Beis, Tleisim Mechilin Derachmi, Shem Klau Kol Rachmonos. The 13 attributes of kindness, which are Koilel, everything. Rav Nosanzal is telling us here that when we see that a person is suffering, going through a very, very difficult time, they don't know, but in many, many cases, that difficulty is a springboard. It's literally a springboard to good times, to celebration. Just like we saw by Yosef HaTzadik, that a tragedy befell them. They got into terrible, terrible trouble, and that terrible trouble was what swung everything, you know, into success, into celebration. When they were being accused of having stolen the cup of the viceroy to the king, and they were brought back to the king, and it was all over for them. They were caught, you know, red-handed. That ended up resulting in all kinds of fabulous things. And a Jew has to be optimistic that way about his own situation, that when he sees that there are certain things that are terrible, who knows? Who knows what good this terrible is going to lead into? Paragraph Mem Vov. Rav Nosanzal says, V'zeh somachti boimrim li beis Hashem nelech. Based on the discussion that we had till now, with this halacha is based on chapter 24 in the first half of Likutei Moran, where one of the main themes is Asiyas HaMitzvos B'Simcha, performing mitzvot with Simcha, and Rav Nosanzal shows how that leads, how that initiates a whole tremendous cycle through which a person is zoche to incredible things. And one aspect of it there was related to the concept of the Beis HaMikdash, as we discussed in the previous paragraph. So now Rav Nosanzal is tying these two things together, the issue of Simcha and the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Somachti, I rejoiced, Boimrimli, when people said to me, Beis Hashem Nelech, that let us go to the Beis HaMikdash. Just as a side note for a moment, something I was zeched here once from my father-in-law on this Pasuk, we know that Dovra Melech had been told that he would not be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. His son would be the one to build it. So it's brought that there were people who used to tease Dovra Melech, and they would say, Beis Hashem Nelech, we want the Beis HaMikdash, which is another way of saying, could you please leave? Could you please, Chas V'Shalom, die so that we can have the Beis HaMikdash? Dovra Melech's response to them was, because the first letters of Beis Hashem Nelech spell the word B'ni, my son. David HaMelech says, Somachti, I rejoiced when people said to me, Beis Hashem Nelech. We want the Beis HaMikdash already. I knew what they were implying. I knew they were implying they want my son. They want my son to take over as king. And in order for that to happen, I have to pass away. And instead of getting upset or offended or angry, my response was, Somachti. I was happy. I rejoiced. You know, I didn't have any complaint. Ki ikara simcho hu bebeis Hashem, shehu mokoyim ha-Beis HaMikdash. Because we know that the ultimate site of simcha in this world is the Beis HaMikdash, which draws its holiness from Hashem himself, who is called Mekoymoy Shel Olam. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Boruch Kevoid Hashem Mimkoymoy V'chulu Kanal, as we discussed earlier. Rabbeinu had quoted this pasuk, Boruch Kavoid Hashem Mimkoymoy, which the Arizal says that the word Mimkoymoy there refers to the Keser, the crown of Hashem, the highest, highest source of holiness, and also the source of Simcha, because there's a pasuk, V'simchas Oilam Al Roisham, that eternal joy upon their heads. Al Roisham means above their heads. What does a person wear above their head? A crown. The crown is Al Roisham. So we know that Hashem's attribute of Keser is associated with Simcha, and that's called Mimkoymoy, this ultimate place of Hashem, this highest place of Hashem. V'zehu, and this is why the Pasuk says, Oimdois hoyu raglenu b'sharayach Yerushalayim, that our feet were standing ready at the gates of Yerushalayim. Rav Nosson Zal says, Sheshom ikur hoamido v'hakiyum shel haraglen. What the Pasuk's telling us here is that the place which affects making the uplifting the legs is Yerushalayim. Sheho ikar levarer bechinas raglin kanal. And as we discussed earlier, that when we talk about the spectrum of Kedusha, when we talk about Hashem kaviyachol as Odom ho'elyoin, in the image of a human being, kaviyachol, with the head representing certain attributes, chochma binodas, the hands representing chesed and gvura, the feet representing the malchus of Hashem. And we mentioned earlier that usually whenever the tuma, the sitra achra, wants to draw from the kedusha, where do they draw from? From the feet. Because the feet are closest to them. The feet are closest to the ground, where they're able to be yoinik from. So therefore, the main place where birur has to take place is in the feet. Aval shleimus birurom hu kisheboim baraglov elabeis hamikdash. And therefore, one of the things that leads to a shleimus habirur of the raglin is when a Jew picks up his feet and walks to the Beis HaMikdash, goes to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein el tzadikei emes. And so too, when a person walks to a tzadik, he goes to the place of the tzadik, he travels to the place of the tzadik. Shehein bebechinas ha-Beis HaMikdash. Because the tzadik is also a concept of Beis HaMikdash, as we learned earlier. The Gemara says in Brachos, Kol mi sheyesh bo ideo ki ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomo, that a person who has shleimus hadas, it's as if his beis hamikdash is already built. So a tzaddik who is a concept of shleimus hadas, he's like a beis hamikdash. His place is also a beis hamikdash. It's called a mikdash mat, a bet knesset. A beis hamedrash is called a mikdash mat. Sheshom ikur shleimus hasimcha kanal, and the place of the tzaddik is also where there is shleimus hasimcha to be found. We quoted psukim earlier, or zaruah la tzaddik ul yishrei leiv simcha, or tzaddikim yismach, koil rina vishua ba'ole tzaddikim. There are many psukim that show that the tzaddik is a center of simcha for Klal Yisrael. And if a Jew wants to be happy, if a Jew wants to connect with that simcha, he does it by coming close to the tzaddik. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says, Yerushalayim habenuya ke'ir shechubra lo yachtov, sheshom olu shvotim shiftei ko edus liYisrael lohoidois l'shem Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hainu ki Yerushalayim shel mato mechuvon keneged Yerushalayim shel malo, shehu hamokoyim ho'elyon anal. The Yerushalayim that's on this physical earth parallels the Yerushalayim in heaven, the upper Yerushalayim, which is the source of spirituality, of simcha, of everything. Bechinas Vayifka Bamokoyim Hanal. As we mentioned that when Yaakov Avinu came upon the site of the Beis Hamikdash, the Torah uses that language, Vayifka Bamokoyim, that he connected with that Mimkoimoy, Boruch Kavoid Hashem Mimkoimoy. Sheshom olu shvotim lohoidos el shem Hashem, ki leshom kol ho aliyos, because that's the site of all the aliyot of Kedusha. Whenever a Jew or Klal Yisrael needs to rise, they rise via the Beis Hamikdash. That's the generator for aliyot for the whole world.